Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, and welcome to this deep dive. We're tackling something today that can feel really, really weird.
Yeah, unsettling is a good word for it.
Right. Those times maybe after using marijuana when things just don't feel quite real, or maybe you feel kind of disconnected from yourself, from your body.
Mm-hmm. Derealization or depersonalization, that's what they're often called.
And if you've experienced this, that sort of bizarre feeling like you're watching your life through a screen or something.
Yeah, or like you're in a dream you can't wake up from.
Exactly. You are definitely not the only one feeling that way. But it can be, well, pretty scary. You start wondering what on earth is going on.
It's really confusing. And look, if you're going through it, it's totally natural to worry that something's permanently changed up there in your brain.
Yeah, you might think, is this it? Am I stuck like this?
That's the big fear, isn't it? But what's really important to get right off the bat is that this feeling, this sense of being kind of stuck after marijuana use, it isn't because the drug itself has caused some lasting damage.
Okay, that's huge. So our goal today is really to dig into what is happening when these feelings pop up, especially if they started after using marijuana.
And crucially, to offer some real hope here.
Right, because these feelings, they don't have to be permanent. Getting back to feeling like yourself again, that's totally possible.
It really is. And you might be surprised, actually, our sources mentioned a mentorship program where something like 40 to 50% of people dealing with derealization or depersonalization.
Wow, nearly half.
Yeah, nearly half. They found themselves sort of stuck in this cycle after using marijuana.
That's a lot. So what's the usual story then? How does this tend to unfold?
Well, there's often a pattern that the sources point to. It frequently looks something like this. Marijuana use, then a panic attack.
Okay.
Now, sometimes you might not even recognize it as a panic attack at the time. It might just feel like really intense anxiety or maybe just deeply uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Like your heart's pounding or you feel really weird sensations.
Exactly. But that experience, that intense fear or discomfort that can then trigger these feelings, the derealization where the world feels unreal, or the depersonalization, the detachment from yourself.
So wait, are you saying that marijuana isn't really the direct cause of feeling weird like weeks later? It's more like it kicks something off.
That's a really key point, yeah. In so many cases, the marijuana acts more like a trigger.
A trigger, okay.
Right, it gets the process started. But it's not usually the root cause of the symptoms that stick around long after the drug has worn off. That feeling of unreality that continues. That's usually driven by something else that got set in motion.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit more. The panic attack part.
Mm-hmm.
So someone uses marijuana, maybe they're not used to it, or it's a stronger type than usual.
Or even if they are used to it, sometimes it just hits differently.
Right, and they might feel sensations that are just new or uncomfortable, heart racing, maybe feeling a bit dizzy or out of control.
Yeah, any of those things. And because those feelings are unfamiliar, maybe even alarming, it's easy for that to spark worry.
And worry can turn into fear pretty quickly.
It really can. And when your brain senses fear, even if it's just fear about a physical sensation, it sends a massive signal. It basically hits the panic button for your body's alarm system.
A fight or flight thing.
That's the one. Your nervous system thinks, okay, threat detected, even if the threat is just that weird feeling you got from the marijuana.
So the body gears up?
Totally. It starts preparing for danger. Heart beats faster, maybe you breathe quicker, your senses might feel like they're dialed way up. It's all about getting ready to face down whatever scary thing it thinks is happening.
Okay, so that happens during the initial experience, but what about afterwards? Why do the weird feelings sometimes stick around even days or weeks later, long after the marijuana is gone? Does the body just stay switched on?
That's a great way to put it. It can stay switched on, or at least much more sensitive. Think about it like this. After a big perceived threat, like what your body goes through during that intense anxiety or panic, your nervous system can become sensitized.
Sensitized, like jumpy.
Kind of, yeah. Like a car alarm that got triggered by a loud bang. Afterwards, it might be way more likely to go off again, even with just a little vibration.
Okay, I get that.
So your nervous system is similar. Even after the initial trigger, the marijuana, is long gone, your body might remain on high alert, sort of scanning for danger. And this state of being on edge can lead to those ongoing weird symptoms, like feeling unreal or detached.
Wow. I can just imagine how frustrating and confusing that must be. You're feeling these really bizarre things. Maybe you try talking to people, or you're desperately searching online.
And often not finding clear answers, or maybe getting explanations that don't quite fit or even feel more worrying.
Yeah, and you just feel lost, like nobody really understands this particular feeling.
It's incredibly common to feel that way, and it's totally understandable. But the really important piece of the puzzle here is that derealization and depersonalization in these situations are very, very often linked directly to anxiety.
Okay.
They are essentially ways your body's responding to feeling profoundly stressed or like it's still in some kind of danger, even if logically you know you're safe.
So anxiety is behind it. How does that work exactly? Because we usually think of anxiety as that fight or flight energy, you know, wanting to run or lash out. How does feeling numb or detached fit in?
That is a fantastic question, and it points to another layer of our body's defense system. So you're right, anxiety often fuels that fight or flight. It's like hitting the gas.
Right.
But derealization and depersonalization, they're often seen as part of the freeze response.
Freeze, like a deer in headlights.
Sort of, yeah. It's another survival mechanism. Think about it. If fighting or running away doesn't seem like an option, or if the perceived threat feels completely overwhelming,
the body just shuts down or detaches.
Exactly. It can go into this state of detachment. It's almost like your brain hits pause on intense emotions or even your sense of self, trying to protect you from what feels like too much stress or fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's saying, whoa, this is too intense. Let's create some distance.
That actually makes a weird kind of sense. So if these feelings are tied into that anxiety response, that whole stress system being dialed up, then the key to making them go away is dealing with the underlying anxiety.
Absolutely. That's the core of it. When you address the anxiety, when you help your nervous system understand that the danger has passed and it can stand down,
then these feelings should fade.
They usually do, along with other anxiety symptoms that often tag along, you know, maybe palpitations, dizziness, those racing or intrusive thoughts, brain fog, sometimes even feeling emotionally numb. They're all connected. Mm-hmm. They're all part of the body's response to that perceived high alert state. Calming the system tends to calm all those symptoms.
That is just so important for people to hear, because honestly, when you're in the thick of feeling like nothing is real or you're not real,
it feels terrifyingly permanent.
Yeah, you think this is my new reality. The idea that it can actually go away feels almost impossible.
And that's why we need to keep emphasizing it. Even though it feels like it might last forever, it really doesn't have to be permanent. So many people, including, yes, many whose experience was kicked off by marijuana, they do recover fully.
They get back to normal?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Their bodies relearn how to feel safe. That sensitized alarm system quiets down, and those feelings of unreality just fade away.
You know, our sources did mention that this seems to be popping up more often these days.
Yeah, there's some suggestion.
Maybe because marijuana is legal in more places, or perhaps the strains available are stronger than they used to be.
That's a possibility that gets discussed. And it's important to frame that correctly, I think. It's not necessarily about saying the substance itself is inherently like the problem.
Yeah.
It might be more about how these potentially stronger or unfamiliar experiences can sometimes provoke a more intense initial reaction, maybe a bigger scare, a more pronounced panic feeling.
Which then makes it more likely to trigger that whole anxiety cycle we talked about in some people.
Exactly. Mm. It just highlights how crucial it is to understand how our bodies can react to strong or new sensations and what can happen when that fear response gets dialed up and then kind of stuck.
But the big flashing neon sign here is that recovery is possible.
Absolutely.
You can get back to feeling like yourself. You can live your life without this weird, unsettling filter over everything.
That's the goal. The focus really needs to shift away from fearing the feeling itself and towards understanding what's actually going on, that anxiety response, and then learning the principles, the techniques, to gently guide your nervous system back to a state of calm, breaking free from that loop.
It's like you have to show your body it's safe now.
That's a perfect way to put it. That feeling that your own defense mechanisms are somehow working against you, making you feel weird instead of protected, that's temporary. By learning how to respond differently to the feelings, by consistently showing your body through your reactions and understanding that there isn't an actual ongoing threat.
You can turn down that volume.
You can help turn down that overactive stress response, yeah.
Right.
And allow those protective mechanisms to go back to their normal background levels.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. The main thing, the really crucial takeaway here, if you're experiencing these unsettling feelings, this unreality or detachment, especially if it started after using marijuana, it's almost certainly rooted in an anxiety cycle, a cycle that got triggered by that initial experience.
Right. It's not usually a sign that you've somehow permanently damaged your brain or yourself with the substance.
Understanding that difference is huge, isn't it?
It's fundamentally the first, most important step towards feeling better.
Yeah.
Just recognizing that what you're experiencing, and yes, it can be incredibly frightening, we get that, but recognizing it as a stress response.
Not a sign of irreversible harm.
Exactly. That shift in understanding can, in itself, take away some of the fear that fuels the whole cycle.
It's almost paradoxical, but these really scary feelings of unreality, they're actually your body trying its best to cope with what it thinks is overwhelming stress.
It's a defense mechanism. Perhaps gone a little into overdrive or gotten stuck.
That doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean this is forever.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And really importantly, you don't have to figure this out alone. With the right kind of guidance, the right understanding, you absolutely can navigate this. You can work through it and get back to feeling grounded, feeling present, feeling like you again.
So reaching out for help is okay.
It's more than okay. It's often essential. It's a sign of strength, truly. There are people, therapists, resources out there that understand this specific anxiety cycle, this derealization, depersonalization piece, and they can provide that support and those tools to help you heal.
Yeah, so maybe just take a moment if you're listening and this resonates, and just imagine what would it feel like to move forward, to have this deeper understanding of how your body reacts to stress, but also knowing that feeling better, feeling real again, is genuinely within your reach.
That hope is powerful.
It really is. Maybe think about one small thing you could do today. Just one small step towards getting that understanding, or maybe towards reaching out for that support we just talked about.